can be complained about at a time other than when you would ordinarily have to file a protest.
Thank you. That really helps me, too. Thanks. Finally, it's the retroactivity. I know that I probably helped mush up the language in the section there, but if we're going to impact 40 cases with this bill, wouldn't it be better to say that it's truly prospective only, that we're not going to impact cases that are in right now, that we're going to let those go through their decision-making process, and then we're going to change things looking forward?
Representative Katula, that's certainly a policy question for the legislature to consider. I would say that from the administration's perspective, there are a couple things to keep in mind. One is that rate proceedings go on for a long time. We've been just recently discussing docket 826. It goes back to 1986, this 2003, and that's an open docket today. So if you want to look prospectively, this action may not affect cases for another 20 years, you know. It's a long way away. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another is that on a regular basis, the legislature passes laws that affect proceedings. They do it, you do it, I should say, when you think it's appropriate and when a change is necessary. And that's certainly within your purview to consider. The administration was concerned about the original bill having a retroactive provision with regard to the interest rate, because of the concern of it affecting potential refunds if Order 151 is upheld by the court. And we did think, not from a legal perspective, it wasn't improper. The legislature has in the past passed bills to affect things that are currently underway, but from a fairness standpoint, the administration supported removing that retroactive provision. The rest of the provisions in here really are more policy. They don't affect, our view, they don't change the course, if you will, of anything. They clarify and help give guidance as we move forward, but again, it's certainly a policy decision for the legislature to make.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, another question. Our song was just played, folks.
Yeah.
Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I recognize it, and I always have a hard time stopping my feet from walking.
Answer the second floor.
Ms. Speaker, on page 7, line 25, it seems to give the authority for tariffs and other things affecting the state, the Attorney General. How big a shift is this in policy from the RCA to the Attorney General?
Through the chair, this is not a significant shift at all. This is actually codification of what has been in practice ever since there have been pipelines in the state. The legislature years ago made clear in some language, actually in the Pipeline Act, that the Attorney General, the Department of Law, is the agency to handle pipeline matters before the FERC. And there's a number of ways in which you can sort of cobble together that's also the intent with regard to pipeline matters before the RCA, but it's not as expressed, and this would make it very expressed. Additionally, we'd submit that it resides with the Attorney General in any event, because there is a statute, and I'm sorry I don't have my statutes with me, I can't decide, but there is a statute that says where it's not expressly given to other agencies, that it goes to the one most logical or whatever, and in the case of pipeline matters, this has been the Department of Law. And again, that is done in conjunction with consulting with any of the affected agencies.
Thank you. We have one more question from Representative Hines.
When we use the term just and reasonable, is that a binding term?
Excuse me, did you say binding?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a legal term of art, if you will, that is actually defined through court decisions and through the regulatory bodies. And nothing in this bill would change the RCA's ability to determine what just and reasonable rates are on its the pipelines that it regulates.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions before we close public testimony? If not, we are going to close public testimony. We will have more on 277 this coming Monday. We would like our experts from the Department of Law, Division of Oil and Gas, and anybody else who can't make it here from both the industry, from the Alliance, perhaps Larry can't be here, but those people who have an area of expertise that we may want to question, Mr. Bolieff, certainly Mr. Hanley, and perhaps any other who would be interested in this. It will be for questions only, because this will be now a deliberation of this committee, and hopefully we'll come to a conclusion this coming Monday on House Bill 277. We're going to bring up HB 246 today, I believe the number is. Heard. That we'll expect to hear from you. If we don't see you, why, make sure that you get the bridge number to call online and get on the and on the conference, on the teleconference. So with that, the meeting is in recess.